Hello? Mr.
Hello, is this
Pulliam, put him on, please.
Yeah, Mr. Pulliam is on.
Thank you.
We're not in debt. Most campaigns have been in debt, yes?
Gene Pulliam on 9-0.
Gene?
Hello there, how are you?
Fine. Are you in Indianapolis or Arizona?
I'm in Arizona.
Gosh, I just got your note last night about 1 o'clock written on my birthday. Said you never looked this good until last night, and I won't tell you how much I appreciate it and what a wonderful picture I thought you used and how you handled it.
I thought that was the best picture you ever had.
It is. It is the best, and I appreciate it very much, and when you come back this way, I'd like to visit with you sometime between now and the first of the year.
I sent word to George yesterday. He probably hadn't gotten to you, but I'm going to be in Washington from the, I think it's the 17th to the 20th of October, and by that time I'll have some very important news for you.
That's wonderful. Well, you just come by and have lunch with me at dinner, whatever day suits you, and we'll work it out. I don't know what days I'll be here, but I'm sure I'll be some.
That time I thought.
Yeah, we'll do it, and I want to sit down with you and talk to you about all of my problems throughout the world. We got plenty of them, and I'll look forward to seeing you this morning. I just wanted to thank you for that wonderful picture.
Well, you're very nice to call, and but I do want to see you. I've got a couple of things that I think will be very important to you in winding up this campaign. Of course, I think it's going to be a landslide, but there's two places where you might do some damn good.
I'll sure try to, Gene, and whatever you suggest, you can write your own ticket. Just let me know and tell me what to do, and I'll appreciate it.
Well, I would like to see you, so I'll get in touch with I've already told George it'll be any time I can make my time to suit your whenever you're there.
You and Carl Hayden and I don't always see everything alike, but we love each other so much that we can help any way we can. Now, I want to tell you one thing while I got you on the line. The old man never does ask for much, and I just got to go to bat for him when he wants something, and I worked on like a dog on his intertie agreement because he told me he just had to do it, and the McClatchy papers gave me hell, but I finally worked it out, and I just had to stay with Carl. I've got to do some other things to help him, but yesterday he just quietly, in his humble, sweet way, said, "You've got to name an ambassador for me for the Mexican people," and said, "I want him to go to some Central American republic," and that he's not one of the wealthy ones. It'll make a lot of big contributions. Said he's in reasonably good financial shape, but I just want you to do it for me. And I said, "What's his name?" And he said, "Raul
Castro."
Castro. And I said, "That's a hell of a name. They'll run me out of the country with that. Why don't you name him Fidel?" And he laughed and hoorahed. And so I looked into his record and found out that the state people, the FBI, had investigated him and the rest of them, and they said he had a good record and he's a good man. So I'm going to name him, and you cover my front gate if anybody raises hell, because
it'll be the most popular appointment you've ever made in Arizona.
Well, you...
The Mexican people, he's a very wonderful man, Mr. President. I've known him. I had him up here for this dinner when I had Flores out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known him some time, but he's a very, very able man. It wouldn't cause you any trouble to give you... Mexicans to love you for.
Well, it'll be done today at noon. I told them last night. I signed it last night and told them that. And told Carl. He said, "Well, if this boy Roy got elected out there, it'd be just due to one man, and that's you." And I said, "Well, I appreciate it. And if you think that's that important, I name him. I'll name him." So I recommend him. But I guess some of them give me a little hell on account of the name. But you watch it.
I'll watch it. We'll
take
care of it.
You come in and pick up the phone and call me when you get lonesome some night.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you a lot.
All right.
Bye.